From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe made his first public appearance Friday. Anita Powell explains why the country's military is using the terms it is choosing to use for the activity.
They are saying that this is not a coup. This is a democratic correction that the military made, and they are trying to persuade the president to step down. They're not forcing him out of power. They are persuading him to agree on a path forward. The reason this cannot be a coup in there as part of their narrative is that if this were to be a coup, the African Union and the Southern African Development Community would have to take an automatic hardline stance. They would have to suspend the membership of Zimbabwe, and they would have to impose sanctions.
That was VOA's Anita Powell. In an evening newscast, state broadcaster ZBC, which has for decades been a mouthpiece of the Mugabe government, reported on the surging campaign for his ouster and showed video of ruling party members saying he should resign. Lebanon's Saad Hariri is expected to arrive in Paris late Friday, French President Emmanuel Macron. The invitation, which was made to Prime Minister Hariri 2 days ago, is a friendly invitation to speak with him in Paris and welcome the Prime Minister of a country which is friends with France. Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's Prime Minister sparked turmoil and skepticism, and Saudi Arabia has recalled its ambassador to Berlin in protest over comments made by the German foreign minister suggesting that Hariri had been held against his will in Riyadh. You'll find Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan used an address Friday to party officials in Ankara as an opportunity to launch a blistering attack on Washington's Syria policy. Dorian Jones reports as Erdogan openly questioned why Washington was involving itself in Syria.
Turkish pro-government media repeatedly have accused Washington of being behind the Islamic State. Such conspiracy theories got a boost on reports the Syrian Kurdish militia and U.S. forces had agreed to allow hundreds of Islamic State fighters with their families to leave the besieged Syrian city of Raqqa. U.S.-Turkish relations could be further strained, with Erdogan reiterating his call Friday for the removal of Syrian Kurdish forces in Afrin, a Syrian enclave on Turkey's border. The Turkish president repeatedly has warned that a military operation would be launched against Afrin. Erdogan, on Friday, also announced Turkish forces have withdrawn from a NATO military drill in retaliation for slights made to him and the founder of the Turkish state, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, by other soldiers participating in the exercise. Erdogan warned there could be no alliance if it behaves like that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Kenyan police fired tear gas to disperse supporters cheering a convoy carrying opposition leader Raila Odinga from the airport to central Nairobi. At least 5 people were killed. Pascal Davies has more.
Kenyan police fired tear gas at a convoy carrying opposition leader Raila Odinga on Friday. He just landed in Nairobi after a trip to the US. Police were trying to stop him from reaching the capital's business district. Odinga's supporters had wanted to welcome him, despite a partial ban on protests in the city. But they were pushed back with water cannons and tear gas. Some threw stones at police in retaliation. Odinga has called for a so-called national resistance movement to protest against the outcome of a repeated presidential election. Incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta won a second 5-year term in that poll. Human rights groups say at least 66 people have died in bloodshed surrounding the two elections. The prolonged election season has stirred fears for stability in the East African nation and disrupted its economy.
That was Pascal Davies. Mexican authorities have seized more than 371 kilograms of cocaine being transported toward the U.S. border inside a truck bearing the markings of the country's Social Security Institute. A Defense Department statement says soldiers discovered the packets of drugs hidden inside the vehicle's mobile medical scanner at a highway checkpoint on Wednesday. Argentina's Navy says it has lost contact with one of its submarines carrying 44 crew members off the country's southern coast. Navy has not been able to contact the submarine for 48 hours and is searching for it. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.